Cholos Halvados, Tuesday night. We're learning the sixth parak in Shara Bitochon, and he's going through. Cholos Halvados has decided to almost harp, I'll call it, on the issue of people who exhibit their lack of Bitochon by pushing off. Right? A person lives his life, so he has to juggle work and other responsibilities with Avodas Hashem, with learning, certainly doing acts of chesed, giving tzedakah, but many people, and probably more people than we'd like to admit, put their Avodas Hashem on hold while they amass money, and they need money, and they need enough money. And the Chavis Avodas is talking about people whose attitude is that they need enough money to live for the rest of their lives. And then they'll, and I've had people say to me that they plan on working and working a lot. Okay, they'll learn a half hour a day. You gotta keep Hashem happy, throw him a bone. They'll learn like a half hour a day. But the ikar is they'll work, and then they're gonna work for the city and New York City. And they're gonna then retire civil service. They retire at 2/3 pay or whatever the civil service in New York retires on. And then they'll sit and learn a whole day. It's like, isn't that a smarter thing to do and work double overtime and then be able to retire at 40 instead of at 60, and they'll be able to learn. Anyway, the funeral was when they were 39 and a half. And the Chavis Halvados calls these people Ba'alei Mashkonos. That's his name for them. That they want a security deposit from Hashem. And he talks about this perek is devoted to their foolhardiness, their silliness, their lack of logic, he doesn't even talk about the lack of bitachon, and it's lack of bitachon for sure, but he talks about poshut, it's not logical, it doesn't make sense, they're kidding themselves, they're just letting their yetzara allow them to neglect their career. People say, I have a career, I want to be a computer programmer, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a dentist, that's my career. But the Bavigda Miller Zatzal always talked about your real career is to be an Ovid Hashem. That's your real career. So they have to worry about that career. So the first reason was it doesn't make sense to demand for the worker to demand a security deposit from the boss. That's even a worker and an employee and an employer. Koshkein, an Evid and an Odon. You don't go to the person who you're dependent on and demand a security deposit. Koshkein for Koshkein, that you're not even supposed to work for a reward at all. And here you're demanding your schar before you even start working. So that was number one. Number two was that you don't realize Ein L'davar Sof. You think, if I had $45,000 in the bank, then I'll be happy. Before I got married, I remember someone telling me that I should always make sure I have in the bank enough to live on for a year. That was his financial advice to me. So I said, in case what? He says, in case you get fired. I said, I don't have a job. I don't have to worry about getting fired. So that was his yesod. So I don't know, maybe it is a good idea, but certainly it should not come at the expense. A person has to determine where he's holding by, how much time in the day he can devote. And the doesn't hold of saving money if that makes you work an extra hour a day. You work enough that you with the money you need to live on, and then, you know, theoretically, we don't live in such an economy that you could close up shop, except that famous falafel store in Yehovi Cheskel, and he closed up the store supposedly when he made enough money for that day. But otherwise, we don't, you know, if a store would close then probably they'd lose customers within 1 week. They would lose all their customers because people want to come to the store. You know, they want you to be open when they want to shop.
Is the most defining what you need, including what you want to be able to give for tzedakah?
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, he doesn't give the definition. I'll say some people might need a jacuzzi. They might need, really. I don't mean it sarcastically. Some people might need needs are very, our needs nowadays, I mean, in the Chavos HaLevavos' times, I don't think anybody lived in more than a one-room house. Maybe they had, you know, I don't know, like, they didn't live, they lived in hovel, you know, we wouldn't. So, like, if they would look at our homes, if you look at the Mishnayos in Bava Basra, a guy makes up with someone to build him a palace, and you read the dimensions of the palace, I don't think we would have a doghouse with those dimensions. Right, they lived differently. All they didn't have furniture, and their stove was outside, and nothing. They didn't have anything with electricity. There's no refrigerator, no freezer, no washer, no dryer. Right, no nothing. So all they had was a tanur and a kira, and they had that in the chutzner. They didn't even have that in the house. They had that outside. So what did they have? They had nothing. They sat on the floor. They ate. And they went to sleep. No bathroom. They didn't have closets. Maybe closets they had. They had clothing. I don't know. Anyway, what the Chavos HaLevavos doesn't want you to do is, at the expense of your career of Avodas Hashem, save money so you feel secure. You feel you have enough for whatever may come up. So that was number two. That ain't l'dov self. And I know people that felt they had to amass enough money for their own lives. And retirement, and then the kids, and then end of self. Number three, we're on page Kuf Samach Beis. This is going to get boring, because the whole Perek Shishi is about this, on this theme. But really, you should, if it gets boring, really extrapolate it to other areas of life. When we are mevater all too quickly on our ruchniyustika careers, because of lack of bitachon, and because of imagined needs, imagined things that are muchrach, right? I can't night seder. So Eitan's going to say, well, it's very good in here, right? It's terrible in here. If you look at who's here, and you look at the shul membership list, terrible. I feel a personal bizarre. So what are they doing? Everybody, well, maybe some people are learning in Pnei Shmuel. Okay. But where are the people? They're doing something that they feel is absolutely necessary. You could be sure. I'm not talking about the people that are learning in the morning and are doing New York Hour. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about everybody else. It's not that many people. I know who it is. I know. So where's everybody? They're for sure doing something that they feel is mukhrach. They have to do this, they have to do that. So that we can extrapolate the Chavos HaLevavos. You don't have to do it. It's all nonsense. What you have to do is make sure you have a career in Avodas Hashem. V'ofen HaShlishi, Shemamashkin es Chaveiro. Number three, the reason it's silly, is you take a security deposit from your friend if you don't owe him any money. Right, you feel he owes you something, so you take a deposit. But let's say you owe your friend $100,000, and then you're going to do work for him, and you say, you know something, give me a deposit first before I do the work for you. Say, wait a second, you know how much money, you owe him money, what are you taking a deposit from him? He says, you know how much we owe Hashem? We're taking a deposit from Hashem. We are always behind the eight ball in paying back Hashem for what he has done for us. And this is a theme that's repeated in the Chavos HaLevavos many times throughout the Sefer. And he uses it for various yesodos. Like, he talks about how nobody would ever really deserve Olam Haba, really, because we always playing catch up. So really, anybody to get to Olam Haba is Chesed Hashem, is Chesed, or he has an Eitzah to be Mezakeh Sarabim, and then the Yoschuyos increase exponentially, so maybe you could catch up. Maybe. Okay. Now, this Gufa is based on his whole perspective in life, that our Chiyuv of Avodas Hashem is based on what Hashem does for us, and we have to be Makir Tov and pay back Hashem, so to speak. Because we're never serving Hashem. Chavos HaLevavos' perspective, developed in the whole Shar of Shar Avodas Elokim, is that we're not serving Hashem certainly not because of threats. We're not serving Him because we want Olam Haba. We We're talking about bedrock, what Rabbi Safra would call bedrock. We're not serving Hashem because we want Olam Haba. We're not even serving Hashem because we have to, because we should. I mean, we should, but a logical should, a menschliche should, because we're wired that when someone does something for us, it's a novel. Am novel v'lo chacham. Yadashar koneu v'chamor evuz ba'olav. Amilo yada. I'm missing the word. Amilo hisbonon. That's am novel v'lo chacham. Alahu avicha konecha. Hu aschavai chonenecha. So the whole basis of avodas Hashem is hakaras hatov. And obviously the most bolate thing to be maketov for, and we think about this the least, probably, is our very existence. The fact that we exist, because we don't like to think that we don't, that, you know, that we don't have to exist. It's, we only exist because of Hashem. So that already, like, you have to be maketov for every second. Forget about that your kidneys work and you this, you know, that everything works. Forget about all of that. Just the fact that you exist, and you exist as a person and as a Jew, not as a rock, you know. So anyway, so that's why you're always, I'm just trying to give the Chavis Halvavus the Sefer. So Mamela, you're always behind the eight ball because you're Chiyav Avodas Hashem, which is a result of Hakaras HaTov, and Hashem every second is doing for you at the very least. There's really millions and millions of more things, but just he's doing Pekei HaChivim every second, and he's doing Zokev Kefufim every second, and he's doing Hakaras HaLamoyim every second. And right, all of that is going on always, so you can't catch up. You're not shaykh to catch up. When you're born, you're already 9 months behind, and so that's what he says. So we always are in debt to Hashem. So what are we taking? We're making demands on Hashem. It doesn't make any sense. Shema Mashkin is Chaveiro, the fourth line on page Kuf Samach Beis. If you don't owe him any money, okay, you owe me money, I want a deposit to make sure you pay me. If I owe him money, so what? If I do work for him, I want a deposit to make sure he's going to pay me. I owe him money. They know Asher lekabel mimenu, but filu is not divoso on his mashkein. Kal v'chomer habori yisale sheyesh lo al adam chovos mutolim. We're in debt to Hashem. Asher ilu nikbetsu. Listen to this statement. This is what I'm talking about. A theme throughout the Chavis Halvavus, but I think in very few places in the Sefer does he say it as boldly and as clearly and as really roughly, I'll say, as he does here. Asher ilu nikbutzu maisei kol b'nei odom b'meshech kol yimei ha'olam la'achad b'nei odom. If you took all the good deeds that anybody in the world ever did from the beginning of Bria Sa'olam, and you collected it all and assigned it to one person, because he did all of those good deeds that all the people in the world did from the beginning of time, lo yaspiku kulam, it still would not be enough. Can I get tova mitovas Hashem olav? You couldn't, because first of all, it's partially a mathematical thing. Once you're 9 months behind, anything you do is also only thanks to Hashem, because you do it with the koach that He gave you. If I put on tefillin, I have to thank Him for the billions of electrical connections that went into my mind, commanding my hand and the ability. And how do I have the tefillin? How to have money to buy it, who, right? So you can't catch up. You can't. So as he says, if you collected all that, you wouldn't. And really we say this in Nishmas. So he says, he's talking very roughly. He does not like these people that are Balei Mashkonos. He doesn't like them. He talks very harshly. The whole Sefer that we learned so far, till here, he doesn't talk so harshly against people. He's always very understanding. But these people who are demanding a security from Hashem, he doesn't like them. This Lidrosh Meirosh Meabori Yisala Tovul Satsumos Nosuf Al Masher Kodum Lo Olav Ariyoz Yichbar Olav Achov. Why aren't you worried? You're worried you're not going to have enough money for your retirement. Why aren't you worried that you're going to die and you're going to go upstairs and you're not going to have enough money in that bank? That's the bank you should be worried about. Not your bank account here if you have enough money for your retirement. If you have money for that grand retirement up in the sky, who says you have enough money for that? Money being mitzvahs and nice and tovim. B'shemelo yimale, why aren't you worried that you're not going to be able to fulfill ma shehivtiach min ha'avodah l'Hashem machmas bo kitzo? Why aren't you afraid shema yomus? And okay, you know, I'll do it. You won't have a chance to do it. Maybe Hashem needs a deposit from you, right? V'yeechad min ha'tzodikim oymel ufnei odom. No, we'll stop here. We got one kitzo. You know what I'm thinking? I mean, not that anybody cares.